It's Will Catchell here with Andy Morrison after Nomad's 3-0 defeat to TNS in the JD Wells Premier League. Andy, a disappointing result tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't come here and be 2-0 down after 10 minutes, 1-0 down after 2 minutes and expect to come away with anything. We kept going. The lads didn't fold. You know, the second half, we had two or three, you know, we had better chances than them. But, you know, like I just said to the lads, I mean, these are so clinical. You know, they've had 3 shots on target and all 3 goals have ended up in the net, you know. And that's no coincidence. You know, they make the right decisions. They don't rush things and they get their shots off and make you either make a save or they score. So, you know, difficult to start a game like that, but I've got to give credit to the players because they, you know, it's so easy to fold in them circumstances and start pointing fingers and looking to blame someone. But you know, the lads stuck together. You know, they didn't fold and they kept going because, you know, they can become ugly nights. Then, you know, when you're 2-0 down after 10 minutes, it can become very difficult evenings. But the lads stuck together. You know, when they created probably 2 or 3, you know, decent chances. Declan's got in, you know, where they hit them hard and low and just scoot them off the ground. Declan decides to bend it. Wildy's had a header. You know, Matty Owens had one cleared off the line. So, you know, we've had 3 or 4 half chances. But like I say, when you're 2-0 down here that early, it's going to be a very tough night. And the lads didn't fold. They kept going and they showed courage, which, you know, will hold us in good stead going forward.
Disappointed, of course, with the results, but good to see Declan pull back after a long injury and, as you say, creating chances and playing well in the second half.
Yeah, it's good to see Declan. You know, he's been out for a while. You know, you can see what he's about. You know, he's got pace, he's got energy, he's an intelligent footballer. So, you know, he'll do well for us going forward. You know, we got Ryan. Hopefully, Wigan will be back available on Thursday. George is now back from suspension, so. The players are there, you know, the squad's there now. We just got to pick ourselves up after, you know, a disappointing first 10 minutes. And after that, you know, we've acquitted ourselves very well. You know, we've moved the ball, we've kept possession of the ball, we've made good decisions. But, you know, it's very difficult when you're 2-0 down against these that early. And they're genuine errors, you know. They're defensive decisions making that we've made, which has created problems, and you know, and that might be something in our preparation, which has been poor because of the weather. You know, missing training sessions and people having to change their schedule for tonight. You know, it doesn't make it ideal, but you know, there are no excuses. You know, they were better than us in that first 10-15 minutes and they got their shots off and they got their noses in front, and then you're fighting an uphill battle from there. But, you know, really proud of the lads because they kept going, and it's easy to fold and it's easy to look for, you know, look to point the blame and hide in them situations, and none of the lads done so. Really pleased with them.
And we go straight back into the festive period now with Newtown on Friday and then a doubleheader, Kevin Drewitt's home and away.
Yeah, you know, they can't come quick enough now, the games, because, you know, the squad's there now, it's fit, everybody's available. And, you know, we'll train Thursday in preparation for Newtown, and, you know, and we'll look to bounce back as quick as we can because, you know, like I say, it's a disappointing result, but there were a lot of positives to take from the game.